G'day punters, and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, November 19. I'm John Barker, champion media tipster of the 2016 Spring Carnival. Joining me, well, I don't know, do we need anyone to join me? But we do have Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Carl, Group 1 action heads west this weekend, as I've written in the best bets. There's nothing like a big field in a big handicap mile, is there? It's just great punting.
Oh, that's right. Competitive, plenty of chances, and this Saturday's race probably shapes as being very, very similar. It doesn't look like there's a real standout amongst them.
Joel, there's been a bit of back and forth in the Railway Stakes of recent years. Some go to the Raiders, some go to the home team, some go to the Raiders, then the stewards give them to the home team. how do you see this one shaping?
Yeah, well, it's a pretty strong representation from the eastern states, I would have thought, with Chris Waller's pair, Good Project, and McIntosh coming off. Both ran well in the Group 1 Cantala Stakes, which looked a pretty good race on paper. And Darren Weir's gone over there with Regis, who's just starting to hit his top form at the right sort of time this campaign. He or she, well, he's a local, I guess, back to where he's, I think, won 6 from 8 or 6 from 9 at Ascot, so he's got a great track record. We've even got a Kiwi there in Cowie, so it's a really good race, strong race. I think the Perth mare is right in it, Perfect Reflection. I think she's probably the pick of the locals.
Alrighty, we'll get to that very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type on the Ascot program in Perth this Saturday with Joel. First of the black type races is race 5. It is the Tab Touch Placid Arc Stakes, 1200 metres for 3-year-olds at listed level.
Number 1, Where's Wally? Pretty promising horse, this. He's got a good turn of footy when he's first two, and then ran third in a pretty good form race behind Royal Missile. That was back in September. They gave him a brief let-up. His trial recently was superb. He looks ready to go. Caprinia is going to be the one to run down. She's been racing well. She comes back to the 1,200 metres here. 7 in for third, Sweet Aura. She'll also be hard to beat. She's in pretty good form. Just that tricky gate's a bit of a task for her. And 8, Stored Energy. She'll be hitting the line. She probably wants further. But 1 to beat 2, 7 and 8.
First leg of the quaddie at Ascot on Saturday is race 6, the Carbine Club of WA Stakes. Unlike the club, Carbine Club Stakes at Flemington, this one is not for 3-year-olds. In fact, they're not allowed to run it. It's 4-year-olds and up. Listed event, 1400.
Yeah, tricky race. A few of these backing up from last week. I've gone 4 stocks. He was caught 3 wide last week and thought he battled on reasonably well. If he can get a bit of a softer run, I thought he might run well each way. But it is a tough race. 6, Showy Chloe. She was a bit disappointing last week. She's better than that. As was number 3, Chocolate Hollick. He was very costly. He's a short price favourite over the 1800. Never got into the race. They've put him on the quick backup and dropped him back to 1400. He's certainly good enough. And 9 coming back in for 4th. 4, 6, 3, 9.
First of the big ones, second leg of the quaddy at Ascot on Saturday. Sky Racing WA Guineas, 1600 at level weights for 3-year-olds. Group 2 worth $500,000, but hasn't attracted much eastern interest, Joel.
No, sometimes, yeah, there often is one or at least one or two that go over. I know David Hayes has sent one, and I think Godolphin, well, the Daly teams have sent a couple over in recent times. But, it's lacking that flavour on Saturday. I think there's a pretty good horse in the field, though, number 10, Humanity. Been with him for a while, and he's always looked like being a promising sort. He won at the midweeks, 2 starts back. They stepped him up in class last start in the main lead-up to this, and he was 50-1, and he led and battled on really well for second. I think the mile suits him better. Barrier 3, and they've engaged Hugh Bowman, so I think he'll be really hard to beat. From 13, Ragazza d'Oro. He's a maiden, but I liked his first up run. He also ran a great race at the big price in the lead-up a couple of weeks ago. 14 in for third, Whispering Brook. Obviously, you don't know what sort of toll that spring campaign's taken on her, but back home, if she's right, I think she'll run really well. And 9 in for 4th, Variation. Coming through a different sort of form line, but it was a good win last start over older horses.
And the big one is race 8. Third leg of the quaddie, James Bogue's Premium Railway Stakes, 1600 metre handicap worth $1 million.
Yeah, I'm with McIntosh. Wide gate might just get us a better price, so hopefully you can. Damien Oliver, he's the right man on board, I think. If he can get a bit of luck, I think he'll be really hard to beat. He should have plenty of juice left in the in the gas tank. He won really well first up. He then was placed second up in the Epsom when grabbed on the line, and I thought his Cantala Stakes run, whilst looming up to win, perhaps not going on with it late, it was still a good run and good enough for this. If he gets a bit of luck, I think he's the one to beat. Six Perfect Reflection, she's come up with the really good barrier, and she's a real talent. She needed that run first up, but she quickly improved to win second up. I'm going to throw Cowie in for third. Bit forgiving for his local debut, but I think he'll be better for having been in Perth for a while, and he just had to sort of chase up to that tearaway leader, and he knocked up in the straight. Not suited at the weights, but he can certainly be thereabouts. And nine, Regis in for fourth. He'd been promising to win. He did that last start, I think, up to a mile. I think that's okay for him. Ruffy for the multiples, maybe number 13, Neverland. I've been tipping her, and she's been a little bit disappointing, but not without, well, she has been without a bit of luck. If she gets the break, she could figure at odds.
What about my Ruffy, Joel? Because, I mean, I'm hitting my straps in all facets of the game at the moment. Not only am I the champion media tipster for the Sprint Carnival, but I've got about six of the last eight best bets up. And
so you're taking your talents west.
Well, I am. Unfortunately, I'm going up against Grace Damage Ramage. But just my sources out there quite like the chances of number 11 Heart Starter.
Yes, meets a few of them better at the weights last week. He had the big weight, 59 I think he had, so he dropped 6 kilos.
And not much luck.
Not a lot of luck. He's got an inside draw. He's certainly a chance. Look, I don't think he's close to being anywhere near as good as Perfect Reflection, but he can
run a place.
Yeah, run top four.
Well, look, the good news for you and your selection, McIntosh, is that he's drawn 16, yes, but three emergencies all drawn inside him. If they come out, jumps from 13, and barriers 11 and 12 have provided five of the past seven railway winners. So big, spacious track. Obviously, it doesn't kill your chances being at an outward gate. Race 9, finishing us off, taking us home at Ascot on Saturday, fourth leg of the quarter, naturally. Crown Perth, Jungle Mist Classic, 1,200 metres for fillies and mares, a listed event.
Gone 5, Secret Nova, just hoping the return to Ascot can see her back to form. She had a bit of a disappointing prep last time in, but that was during the Belmont season. She's got a super record at Ascot, 10 starts, only missed the Quinella once. She's won three from four, or she's been in the Quinella three from four of her first up runs. She led and won a trial comfortably last start, so I think back on her favourite track, she can run well. From 15, Jester Jingle, 1, Let It Slip, and 11, Meteoroid.
All right, that wraps up a massive Ascot program, and both your best bet and value bet were covered in those races. What were they?
Humanity in the Guineas, race 7, number 10, and Secret Nova, my value, race 9, number 5.
All right, while the Melbourne Spring Carnival is over, we press on into the country and to Sportsbet Ballarat on Saturday for Ballarat Cup Day. And what a day it is. 10 races, big fields, capacity field in the cup, and plenty of good punting to be done on what is certainly a big track, and will hopefully be a track where all runners get their chance on Saturday. Joel, we better talk about the cup first with you and Carl. Joel, the sportsbet.com.au Ballarat Cup is over 2,200 metres. It is a listed handicap worth 300,000.
Yeah, I'm going for number 15, Shizozo. He's a horse I've always sort of had a bit of luck with, and he looks to have come back in good order this time in. A good effort first up, then jumped up in distance to the 1,800 at Flemington during cup week. And I thought he ran a good third. He gets a nice weight drop down from the 60 kilos to the 54. He's going to need a bit of luck from that gate, but that's okay. He'll probably get back anyway, and Ben Allen rides him well. So I'm going to go 15 each way to beat 2, Ladari on the back up. He's just about ready. 14, Nozomi, another one with a good weight drop. And 18, Cool Chap, should to be on pace and to give a bit of a sight. 15, 2, 14, 18.
Yeah, I've gone with number 16, Pillow Desai, on top to much criticism in the office. I wrote about it on racing.com as my best roughie for the weekend, and the way I phrased it is that Ricky Ponting is a better batsman than bowler, but if he was bowling against a few country cricketers, I'm sure he could clean up a few wickets and knock over the stumps. And I think it's the same here with Pillow Desai. I think he's a 1400 to 1600 metre horse, but against an even bunch of middle distance types over 2200, class might come to the fore. He drops 5.5 kilos off that last run where He ran the second quickest last 200, and look, I just think that maybe class will prevail, and he's $18, so he's worth an H-way bet. Got him ahead of Tayu, who's a good last start winner in the Kiteton Cup. Lord Van Persie found the line well in the Eclipse, and Scherzozo in for fourth. But interesting cup.
Well, I wonder if that might be the last time we hear Cal Diorio talk about Pillow to Sign.
Never will be. Never will. I will keep persisting.
Is the right sort of price to keep chasing?
Well, of course.
Last run of his prep, probably.
Exactly right. I mean, first up next campaign, he'll have a zero over 2200. He'll be first up over 1400. He'll be 25-1, and I'll jump on him again.
I went with Tayu, number four. I thought now that Tayu is back in winning form, obviously a tougher country cup this time, but could get the job done. Brad Rewilla, the Bendigo, was the Bendigo boy anyway. I don't know where I was going with that train of thought, but country Victoria, Bendigo, Ballarat, Goldfields, Errol, exactly. Brad Rewilla to ride the Ballarat Cup winner, Tayu. Pacini for second, Nozomi for third, and Ladari for fourth. So it's almost a poetic sort of first four that I've got there. 4, 5, 14 and 2. And what else do we need to talk about on this card? Probably the two-year-old race. Race 4 worth 200,000, the Magic Millions two-year-old Clockwise Classic. We've no doubt all been studying the jump outs at Ballarat. What have we come up with, Joel?
Well, I like number one, American Genius. I liked him before his first start off some decent trials. I thought he ran a really good race at a big price behind his stablemate Medinity. Better for that experience. Happy to back him. Not sure what odds is American Genius. Haven't seen what odds he is.
But I haven't even bothered looking.
We've got $3.50.
Well, that's probably a little bit, probably short enough. But I was with him debut and he ran well, so I'll be sticking with him. Maybe number 11, Magisto, from the first starters. I thought trials have been pretty good.
Yeah, has had two Clockwise jump outs. The key in this race, the Clockwise Classic, is the inside barriers. If you can find the fence and be first, it is a big, big, big advantage. And for that reason, I went with American Genius. I think from barrier four, can jump out, find the fence. Blinkers go on first time. There was nothing wrong with that debut run, the Maribyrnong trial, and behind the stablemate Modernity. And I've got it on top from 10, Gerard. Put in number 8, Simi Yi for third, and then Majesto for fourth. But finding a position early is just imperative that opposite direction.
All right, well, I'm stuffed then because I've got Garrard on top, number 10 from barrier 7, from 1, American Genius, 11, Magisto, and 3, Algorithm. We'll now just go for our best and value bets, I think. Joel, your value bet was in the cup. That was race 8, number 15, Scherzozo. What about your best?
My best is race 1, number 5, Diamond Baroness. She's built a really good record in her short career to date. I thought her first up run was good. She looked the winner and then got run down by Moonlight's Choice, the Darren Weir trained Moonlight's Choice. She stepped up to listed company at Sandown last week and ran a really good race. Diamond Baroness drops 4 kilos on that. She'll be fitter. I think she'll give a really good sight.
Yeah, well, my best bet in the paper, Pillow Decide. Also, I guess, Model Dragon in the last race, quite keen at $4.50. Won her first three starts, then raced wide on a windy day and finished down the track over 1700 at Flemington. Much better suited over 1400 in this grade. And Liberty Song, race 7, number 7. Really good winner first up at Pakenham Synthetic. Then last time drew barrier 1, and it was barrier 1 over 1,000 metres down the Flemington Straight, and it raced diagonally down the Flemington Straight. It was just
on the outside.
Yeah, it was just a horrific ride. It just at 100-1, and it's stormed home for fifth, so each way back has got nothing. But Liberty Song's a very nice horse, and still a colt, well-bred, and 20-1, I think, is a silly price. But if you get out to Ballarat, make sure you have a jam donut out there at Ballarat. I went there for the Grand National meeting in August, and tell you what, those hot jam donuts, I bought two of them, and I've been waiting 4 months to get back there for another crack. So, bring your money for the jam donuts.
All right, that could be the best tip all weekend. Certainly better than my best, probably, which is race 6, number 3, Mar Deuce. Now, everyone, the dogs are barking this. Surely they're coming out of the trees to beg it. We've got it $5 second favourite. Won't start at $5, surely. Mar Deuce in race 6 for Greg Urell.
Did speak to Greg Urell during the week, and he said he was a bit concerned about the 1,100. He would have liked 1,200, but barrier 1, nice draw. certainly tough to beat.
All right, and my value bet goes up against one of the many horses Carl mentioned then, and mine is race 10, number 12, Septimore, which in typical John Barker fashion is $4.50 second favourite, so not the greatest value you will get on the program all day, but there will be plenty of value to be had at Sportsbet Ballarat, and as Carl says, great day, and I think a reasonable sort of weather forecast, so if you are in a position to do so. Carl has had to, are you hijacking a car to get up there?
I was about to say, if you're on the Western Freeway at about 10 o'clock, be careful, because you might get ransacked. No, we're travelling up there in a big convoy, and it should be a great day.
The greatest tip all day might be to be careful when you're devouring one of those donuts, too,
yes,
because the hot jam down your lip and chin, oh, that's nasty.
Yes.
As Alan Partridge said, that's hotter than the sun. All right, Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. 9 races, pretty big fields. What do you got for us there, Joel?
I had a few scratchings from our original picks here, but my best bet is now Hearns Oak, race 4, number 1. He's a talented horse. He probably hasn't lived up to his expectations, certainly on what he looked like at the trials early doors, but he's been a great money spinner, and he's been a good performer. I think he's ready to win here fourth up. He improved nicely last start. Drops from a benchmark 93 to a 78. That's a decent drop. Does go up, or it did originally go up 8 kilos, but the 3 kilo claim for Deanne Pena, 59.5, he'll roll forward. Take plenty of beating, and my value bet, well, she's a bit of a non-winner, Press Report, but race 5, number 9, she's been competitive in good company. She's trialled well, having her first start for Chris Lee. She might just blow them out of a bit of a price.
Race 9, number 10 is my best bet. That's Sonic Swish, one on debut for the Chris Wallace stable, third up this campaign. That was a really nice win. The runner up there, Realised Potential, then came out and won impressively midweek at Warwick Farm. Has always shown a bit of ability, and despite the wide barrier, I think can get the job done. Look for Sonic Swish to get back and be finishing home over the top. Value bet comes up in race 7. It's number 6, Dances on Star. Surprised about the 25-1 price on offer. It was 10s into 6 first up at Hawkesbury in the listed event, and just forget it went around. It pulled up lame and also coughing. The form prior last campaign was quite solid in similar, if not stronger, company, and does have the ability to sprint well fresh. So Dances on Star, certainly worth an each-way bet from Barrier 3.
All right, they're racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday, Carl. And, well, good to see that the listeners can get out and maybe get a bit of shopping done, get down the hardware store, perhaps a bit of gardening, because your best, they don't even have to worry about Adelaide until 12 minutes past 5 Eastern.
They might have forgotten by then, hopefully. One more, Daisy is the best bet, race 8, number 8. This horse was the last start winner, got the job done nicely over 1,100 metres at Morfordville. Meets a similar sort of field back to the 1,000. The reason I really am keen on One More Daisy is it has the ability to get back and finish off, and there looks to be no shortage of speed in this race, and I think that's just going to play into the hands of One More Daisy. He'll be finishing home over the top, and value bet comes up in the next race, Haylair Rockstar. This horse has a tendency to find a little bit of bad luck, and did so last time at Gawler when surging home for second as a beaten favourite. But, it does have a powerful finishing burst. I know Philip Stokes has got a nice opinion of the 6 Boggums, who probably is the main danger. But at around about $11, Haylair Rothstar is a good each-way bet.
All right, at this point, I'd just like to apologise to Alan Partridge fans if I called him Alan Parsons, but I might have.
I'm pretty sure you said Partridge.
Oh, good.
I've been laughing since you said it, because he's a very funny man. Steve Coogan. There's probably another good tip for everyone. Get on YouTube. If you haven't heard of Steve Coogan's character, Alan Partridge, yeah, check him out. Very funny.
Covered plenty of ground, haven't we?
We have.
Anyway,
we're
into the home straight now, because Eagle Farm, another massive meeting. Well, of course, we had the last 3 washed out at Doomben last Saturday with tragic consequences for Joel, but he's going to fight back at Eagle Farm.
Yes, for Espinol. Oh, and then it gets up on the Wednesday at the $16, and yeah, didn't have a cent on. Hopefully some of the listeners remembered they moved that race to the Wednesday. Too Good to Refuse is my best on Saturday, which is in the feature, the Keith Now quality listed event, race 7. He was really good first up, super. He came from last, charged home, just missed winning. He's going to be looking for further soon. Just hope the 1200 is far enough. There's good pace on. shouldn't have to get too far off them from gate four, and the big track suits him. I think he'll be very hard to beat. I thought the dangers were didn't cost a lot. Cool Ring and Hard Stride. My values in the last race, 9, number 6, Top Tone. He's a pretty talented horse, this. He gets on the speed and is usually hard to run down. He was 1,200 to 1,600 last start from a wide gate. He crossed over, knocked up in the straight, wasn't disgraced. Back to, well, he will strip a lot fitter for this. And I think from barrier 2, he should get a much softer run and be pretty hard to beat. Around 15, 16 to 1, too.
Alrighty, earlier in the day, talk us through the action at Pukekohe and Awapuni.
Yeah, good card at Pukekohe on Saturday. We have four stakes races, Group 2 Thoroughbred Breeders Stakes, weight for age race for the mares, is the feature. Race 5, Francoletta taking more before her. She's 4 from 4, but she's come up with gate 15. She'll be short, should be hard to beat. I think Tri-Action might be the value bet. She was really good first up. She had form around good horses last time in. Just if the Francoletta gets a bit of bad luck, Tri-Action might be the value. She's my value bet for the day. Tri-Action, all up that into Fixation. Race 9, number 14. She's my best. She's come up with a wide gate, but she's a talented mare, well-bred. She did the job for us first up, and I think she's worth following as she goes through the grades. Awapuni is the other meeting. Heavy 11, only come up with 6 races. Pretty ordinary meeting. My best is I Shink Tattle Do, race 2, number 5. First up winner. I think it's by Shinko King out of Tattle Tart, I think. Tattle Tat?
Yeah,
I Shink Tattle Do. Yeah, it's a bit.
We've got a new clubhouse leader in the race for worst race or something.
Well, we'll forgive it if it does the job for us and wins. Race 2, number 5. And my value is Ella Rinda, race 6, number 10. I'm not sold on her in the heavy, but stable going really well, Mike Breslin, and the 2 kilo claim gets her in with 52. Just found that irresistible, despite a bit of a query in the ground.
All right, don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And speaking of Sunday, the feature is the $130,000, nothing to be sneezed at, Bet365 Kilmore Cup. A listed event for which, of course, we have full form. Joel, your fellow tipsters there are thinking that Mobile will get the job done third up as that horse did last time. What about you?
Yeah, it's a decent race. Mobile certainly in the mix. I've gone for the chairman. Not 100% happy that he's coming back in distance, 1,800 to a mile, but since he's been gelded, he's really switched on, and Dominic Tournaire crosses the border to kick the ride. He rode him to victory on Oaks Day. Mick Price was just so bullish before the race and after the race about this horse. So I want to follow him. Whether the mile's suitable at this stage, I'm not 100% sure, but I think he's good enough to win. I had him ahead of 7 Petrology. He goes really well for Corey Parrish, 5 Mobile and 1 Kendall Wood. And Master Reset is obviously a chance as well. He's going super this time in.
Okay, well, as I mentioned, pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We've got a Friday and Saturday night racing this coming weekend. So, and we've got both Moonee Valley Friday night and Cranbourne Saturday night fully covered, as well as all our usual features. Bumper 104-page edition, only $5. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I was back on the winning wagon with QE last week. Nothing to skite about, of course, about $1.80. And this one will be fairly short as well. You've put me off my juice. I'm going race 5, number 5 at Sportsbet Ballarat. And that is a very special horse called Galaxy Raider. Joel?
My best will be in Perth. WA Guineas, race 7, number 10, Humanity.
And I'll go Rose Hill Gardens, race 9, number 10, Sonic Swish, 10HY.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Back plenty of winners. Enjoy the Hot Jam Donuts, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.